Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Deneen. The Telegraph Quartet is a 2016 Naumburg Chamber Music Award winning string ensemble based in the San Francisco Bay Area. They will perform several times this week at Interlochen Center for the Arts. They already performed on Monday night. And the Telegraph Quartet joins us in the studio today. Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm speaking with Joseph Maley, one of the violinists of the quartet, and I just want to say to all of you, I'm so glad you're back. Last summer, during your residency at Interlochen, we chatted about your name, Telegraph, and the nod to your home base, San Francisco. Now I want to ask how you found each other and got into this groove. You've all played in other ensembles, orchestras and chamber ensembles previously, and now this group has stuck together for around 6 years?
That's correct.
Well, congrats. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Did you come together in San Francisco?
Yeah, we formed outside of our various schools in San Francisco. We'd all kind of finished up our degrees, and we were all still hungry for chamber music. We actually read one of the pieces we're going to be playing on Saturday, one that we're actually playing today, the Opus 131. That was one of the pieces we originally read together to see if we would work.
And the sparks flew and the angels sang and
yeah, it was a kind of now or never. We better get this on the road.
You brought some pieces to play for us in the studio. What's the first thing you're going to be playing?
First thing we're going to be playing is Felix Mendelssohn's Opus 44, number 1, string quartet. And it's the first movement of that, full of energy. And I think he had just been married or something like that. So he's having a good year. He was full of enthusiasm.
So, without further ado, here's music of Mendelssohn performed by the Telegraph Quartet on Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the first movement of Mendelssohn's String Quartet, Opus 44, Number 1, the Telegraph Quartet in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. The Telegraph Quartet is in residence at Interlaken during the Adult Chamber Music Conference, and they're performing three concerts, the first of which was this past Monday. They're performing again tonight, that's Wednesday at 8 p.m., and on Saturday at 8 p.m., those performances in Corson Auditorium. What else happens during your residency at Interlaken?
Well, besides those three concerts, we're also working with many of the adult musicians who come here for this week, their vacation in a way, to explore and experience new people, new musicians, and certainly new music for them. So pretty much every day we're coaching them a couple hours a day.
Often professional musicians in a quartet or any ensemble are teaching younger musicians than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the tables are a little bit turned.
That's true.
This is an adult chamber music conference.
Mm-hmm. Particularly here, everyone's here to kind of enjoy the music together. Yeah, it's just a joy to work with people who really are here because they want to be here. You get that, you know, a lot of the time with your younger students, but sometimes it's, you know, not always the choice for them. And for everyone here, you know, to take the trouble to go for a week away and with their instrument, they want to be here. So they're full of zest for this kind of music.
What is the next piece you'll all play for us today?
Next piece that we're going to play for you is Benjamin Britten's Three Divertimenti, two of them. It's going to be the march and the waltz.
Yeah.
The March and Waltz from Three Divertimenti by Benjamin Britten, the Telegraph String Quartet on Interlaken Public Radio. Last summer, when you were in Studio A, you were all anticipating the release of a CD. How did it feel to finally have that happen?
It was wonderful to have our debut CD out there. And it took a while for it to come to fruition. But yeah, it in fact features those three divertimenti. Those are one of the pieces on the three-piece set. And then we had Webern Fünfsätze and Leon Kirschner's First String Quartet. The idea behind the CD was, it's called Into the Light, and it was to kind of bring these composers who are, some of them often perform, but not nearly as much as maybe like the Beethoven or Mendelssohn that you're hearing in the program today. So we wanted to bring those a little bit more into the light so that people could experience them, their pieces we're passionate about, and we feel that they deserve, you know, to be shared with everyone.
Will you play one more piece for our IPR listeners today?
Sure.
Is this one on Saturday night?
Yeah, this is on Saturday night. We're going to be doing the complete Opus 131 Beethoven Quartet, the one in C-sharp minor, written through composed, so it doesn't really stop. But we're going to do the last movement for that. And also on that concert, I just might mention that we're going to be playing a Mozart viola quintet in D major with Pamela Fay.
And that's this Saturday at 8 p.m. in Corson Auditorium. More information on all of Telegraph's performances at Interlaken are online at tickets.interlaken.org. Here is the finale from the Opus 131 String Quartet by Beethoven, the Telegraph Quartet, in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Thank you. Music by Beethoven, the finale from the quartet Opus 131, the Telegraph Quartet performing in Interlaken Public Radio's Studio A. What's coming up this season for Telegraph?
This season we have a lot of great collaborations that we're going to be doing. The first one worth mentioning is with a soprano, wonderful soprano out of New York, Abigail Fisher. She's going to be doing a premiere with us of a composer whose work we've done in the past. His name's Robert Sirota. It turns out that a presenter in San Francisco His name is Stephen Cavalier, is also a poet, and he wanted to do a collaboration where he wrote the lyrics for the work. Robert Sirota would write the music, and Abigail would come out and play this with us. So it's a four-string quartet called Contrapassos. We're also going to be working with Theo Bleckmann, doing some German cabaret songs, and then we're going to be working with Sarah Chang. We're going to be a quartet orchestra to some things that she's going to be doing, some Four Seasons, I believe, Vivaldi. Oh, and another thing that we're going to be doing on our season is we're returning to New York, and we're going to be playing at the Great Performers at Lincoln Center, which is a really exciting thing for us to be doing.
Sounds like a fantastic season ahead. We're so glad that you came back to Interlaken, and so happy that you made the time to come to the studio today. Telegraph Quartet on campus at Interlaken all week, a performance tonight in Corson Auditorium at 8 p.m., also a performance on Saturday night in Corson at 8. Violinists Eric Chin and Joseph Maley, violist Pei-Ling Lin, and cellist Jeremiah Shaw, thank you so much for being here today and playing for our audience.
Thanks so much, Nancy. It's been a pleasure talking to you again.
It's wonderful to hear you and to have a chat. In Studio A with the Telegraph Quartet was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Monica Yost for production assistance. I'm Nancy Deneen. Thank you for listening.